Chris, first of all, can we just get a reflection on that victory at the weekend? Just how significant was it, not just to get the 3 points, but to get it against a team that is also chasing promotion this year?
No, it was a massive win for us. You know, obviously with the cup games that we'd had and missing league games, obviously we'd slipped out of the playoff places. So, no, a massive win. You know, we made 10 changes to the team as well, possibly first half. It looked like that as well. It looked that we had made all them changes. But I thought second half we got to grips with, you know, a good Swindon team that play effectively how they do. So, you know, from our point of view, to keep another clean sheet, to score two goals, and, you know, get the 3 points and get ourselves back in the playoffs. That's the big thing.
After a bit of a frustrating run in the league at Bramall Lane, do you feel like you've turned a corner at home now?
The frustration comes from obviously not getting the results. I think for us as a group of staff, when we sit and analyse the actual performances, I think when you're not getting results and you're not getting performances, then, you know, something needs doing. But we knew we'd been getting the performances. So from our point of view, it's just a bit of patience. But I think on the back of the euphoria of the cup games, I know we get knocked out, but for us to perform as well as we did in the cup games, you know, that leads to a different type of pressure where everybody's saying, yeah, go on and you can do it in the cup. Can you do it in the league? And, you know, no bigger test than Swindon on Saturday, top of the league, going really well, and, you know, we get 3 points.
Obviously, Murphy's contribution pretty telling in the match. He's always shown that ability, hasn't he, to score goals. Are you sort of suggesting to him now, move on from this and try and get a few more between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, that's we've asked them all, actually. We've asked all the front lads. You know, we've looked at the goals that we scored, particularly at home, and we've not scored enough. So we've set them all a challenge. You know, and I think Murph's shown that he can. You know, he came down really as a centre forward, a second centre forward from Motherwell. So, you know, we've actually toyed with playing him up there, and, you know, with the way the game panned out, obviously with Michael, you know, getting booked early, and then, you know, a couple more incidences, we just got a little bit worried and thought, right, go on, Murph, go and have a run up top, and it worked. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it backfires, but it worked for us.
Obviously, he was one of the two players, the latest two to extend their contracts here over the weekend. Just a word on that as well, and also on Kennedy, who you'll have known quite well for your work with the development squad as well. How good is it to get those two guys signed up?
No, it's great. You know, obviously Murph's been, you know, one of our best players over the past couple of seasons. So to get him tied down is great. And for Tell, you know, there's no secret he's had a lot of problems with his injuries. He's been in, he's been out, but every time he's come in, he's proved his worth. You know, he's come on an hell of a lot since the beginning of the season as well. You know, he's been slowly progressing. You know, we've seen a progression, but I think since the beginning of the season, there's been, you know, a slight jump in his progression, particularly, you know, the use of the ball. You know, and I think we see that with the second goal Saturday. He intercepts it. He steps out of defence and plays a great ball through for Murph. So no, it's great. You know, we want the best players to stay here, you know, and help us get promoted. You know, and I think Terry is, you know, is proving at this moment in time to be a great backup. You know, I think he'd excuse me saying that at this moment in time. He's a great backup to Jay McEvely and Chris Basham. But the way he's progressing and the way he's playing, you know, I think them two will be looking over the shoulder at him.
How good is it to work with a manager who is open to using the young players, the guys that you do work with?
No, it's great. You know, and I think, you know, over the years, you know, most of the managers here have actually recognised the good work that goes on in the academy. You know, but as soon as the gaffer came in, you know, the first one he identified was Lewis Reed, right from the day one, and he says, get him involved. And obviously he did that with Will Hughes at Derby. You know, and Reed is, you know, come on for that. You know, only just 17. And the only way the young players are going to get better is by getting the experience as a playing, but obviously the day in, day out training with the first team as well.
How do you balance it out though, whereby obviously the first team experience is great, but you don't want them to burn out, you don't want to push them too much, but you want them to play? So how is that fine balance established there?
Well, it's just, you know, us using him and playing him when, you know, we look at him every day. We look at them all every day, but particularly the young ones, you know, and Reedy was probably really disappointed not to play against Spurs, you know, and literally it was a really tough decision to leave him out. But we just thought probably, you know, not necessarily physical. I don't think it's the physical point when, you know, when players are that young. They are developing, but it's more the mental, you know, and the gaffer's up and he said to the lads, like Saturday, from now to the end of the season, I think we've only got 2 weeks where there's not a midweek game, so everybody's going to get used. So, you know, players are going to have to be prepared to go in and come out.
Obviously, while we're talking about contracts, we've come on to Diego Dijarulama. What advice would you give to Diego if you were to speak to him right now?
Well, you know, obviously, Diego's been offered a contract. You know, we feel that the contracts that we've offered him as you know, reflects where we think he is, and we feel that it's a good contract offer. You know, I think Jamie Murphy and Tellu, we've just spoke about, you know, are happy to sign theirs. You know, and obviously at this moment in time, Diego, you know, there's something there that Diego's not wanting to do. But, you know, you've hinted and touched on it there that, you know, the manager here now wants to get young players in. He wants to progress them. He wants to get them better, you know, and he'll get his chances. But, you know, that's you know, Diego and his... you know, and his people and his family will talk to him, and you know, he's decided to turn it down, which is, you know, it's disappointing from our point of view. But you know, the decision at the end of the day is his.
As far as you're aware, will those talks continue with him and his party?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask the manager that. The contract's been on offer. The contract's been there. You know, and the contract's been turned down. So I think you'd have to get a more clear vision on that from the manager.
Obviously, it's deadline day as well, and we're going to ask you about this too. A striker seems to be the target. How confident is the feeling within the club that you're going to be able to get one in today?
Well, I think it's. I think everybody on deadline day, everybody gets up. I think there's going to be a lot going off. You know, we've identified, as we always do. We identify targets. Them targets will obviously be kept, you know, close to his chest, because, you know, the minute you start identifying people, other people start looking at them players as well, you know. But I think we are reasonably confident. We are, you know, we've had to move off site today, and so we can train, because obviously as you come in, all the pitches are frozen, you know. So you know, we're going to be sort of scattered around, but you know, we've all got a phone in our pockets, and you know, we'll be working hard. We know that that a striker is the main target, but. You know, you look Saturday, we've got, you know, Mark McNulty sat on the bench. You've got Mike Ligden, who starts a game. Jeremy Murphy that can play up there. So, you know, we feel at this moment in time that we have got players that can play there and players that can score goals. But we do also recognise that, you know, for a promotion push, we need to be as strong as possible.
And I know you'd obviously like a goal scorer, but is there a particular sort of type of striker? We've seen Chris O'Grady come in, obviously go back to Brighton as a physical style, wasn't he, could lead the line. Do you want another player like that, or is it, you know, you're quite open to the style of striker that you bring in?
I think we're quite open. I think with the way that we play, you know, we, you know, 95% of the time we play with one striker, you know, so that striker has to be somebody that can play up there and bring other people into play. You know, that's not necessarily a 6'4" giant. You know, there's players that in the leagues that can get hold of the ball and let us play off him. So. You know, there's two or three people who we're looking at, so we'll just have to see how today pans out.
How significant do you think the business has been so far to just give this squad a, you know, a real lift, you know, the likes of Brayford coming in?
Oh, I mean, obviously John coming back. John in his short time last year was a real hit with the supporters, but I think a hit with, you know, with his teammates as well. You know, obviously John's qualities are there to be seen. You know, Paul Coots, another player that the gaffer knows well, I think obviously showed glimpses of what he's going to be about on Saturday. We, you know, it's just a case of him getting up to speed, getting in and getting used to what we do, because he's only sort of played bit parts at Derby. You know, obviously Kieran Freeman had time here. You know, he covers both fullbacks for us. So, you know, we're happy. We're happy with the players we've brought in.
You see it less and less these days, I think it's fair to say. The players who come in who really sort of have that connection, that become cult heroes, as someone who was also a big hit with the fans here. What is it about John Brayford that has enabled him to sort of have that connection with the fans?
I think it was his honesty and his style of play. You know, I think he was he always showed fantastic energy. You know, he as a fullback, a modern day fullback, he was up, he was back. You know, but I just think it was his energy and his all round for me. I think his personality that came out on the pitch. You know, and I think our supporters always appreciate lads that are going to go on the pitch and give everything they've got every game. And you know, John has got qualities, but one of his main qualities is his honesty and his graft and his hard work.
Apart from the obvious quality that he brings to the team, do you think it did just, I mean, apart from the fact that you'd also got the good performance against Spurs, just give everybody a lift at a needed time maybe as well that he came in?
Yeah, I think whenever new faces come in, you know, I think what it does is first and foremost it provides you know, the battle for the positions. All of a sudden, players that think, you know, that's my place, somebody comes in and think, well, you know, I'm under a little bit of pressure now. So that's the main thing from our point of view, that, you know, people are now vying for places. But yeah, I think on the back of Wednesday night, you know, I think it was a fantastic night Wednesday night. I know, you know, people might look at that and think, well, it's not great because you got knocked out, but I think the performance and the way we came back from 2-0 down against a quality team, I think the supporters seen that, they were all looking forward to Saturday. You go and get a win on Saturday, you know, and again tomorrow night you've got a replay with, you know, if ever you needed an incentive, you know, a game against Man United with possibly another atmosphere like we had against Spurs.
Yeah, let's talk about that incentive. I mean, when the draw's made, what is the initial reaction from you guys?
I think the initial reaction is you know, it you know, let's be honest, it I'm saying it could go either way. You know, I think both us and Preston will be looking. It's a great incentive to play Manchester United at home. You know, that's not writing Cambridge off and being, you know, disrespectful to Cambridge. But I think, you know, if Cambridge were to go to Old Trafford and get a result, it'd be right up there and beyond, you know, Bradford's at Chelsea and stuff like that. But it's football and it can happen. But I think if we're being realists, then, you know, the incentive of playing a team of Manchester United's calibre in the next round of the Cup and get the atmosphere like we had against Spurs, and you know, another tie to get your teeth into.
How do you make sure that you use that to your advantage, so that the players aren't perhaps playing with the pressure of, oh, we could play Man United if we win, but also getting them to sort of really, you know, sense the opportunity here?
Well, Preston will be the same. You know, I think Preston will look at it as the exact same way we do. You know, I don't think it's necessarily a pressure on the players. It's, you know, the pressure was the semi-final to get through to Wembley. You know, this one is well, you know, you've had a taster against Spurs in two games. You know, do you want it again against Man United?
You've played in the big games of the top flight when Sheffield United were obviously there, and you've seen the big teams come here in Bramall Lane. We've kind of had a taste of that again, haven't we, over the last couple of seasons with these cup runs. Does it sort of show the players, you know, this is what's waiting for you if you can get out of this league and move forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, the cup games can sometimes, you know, they can be a distraction, but they can also be a reminder. And it was interesting, the Spurs staff, when they came into the gaffer's office after the game, and they, you know, they touched on that, you know, the atmosphere, the stadium, you know, the way we played. They were saying, you know, everything about the club deserves, you know, sort of, you know, Maurizio actually described it as a Premier League team. You know, it is. You know, we've always said that the infrastructure is there. You know, but obviously at this moment in time, we're in League One, and the main aim is to get promoted. But I think the little reminders of the performances that we've had against the teams in the Cup, and then, you know, the Saturday is, well, go on then, lads. You know, we're getting the performances. You know, we've put everything in place. You know, nothing's going to change now from January to the end of the season. It's just us getting results.
I know you want to play these teams in the league, but how good for you was it, as someone who's passionate about this club, to see Sheffield United putting its front foot forward again, playing these big teams, being a focus on the national stage?
Yeah, and that's where we want the club. You know, that's where we want the club to be all the time. But it's not as easy as that. You know, this division is a tough division to get out of. You know, you ask anybody that's been in here, Leeds, Forest, Wednesday, they've all found it difficult to get out. You know, and the past couple of seasons, playoffs missed out and things like that. So it's not easy. You know, so it is. It's great for the club. It's great for the club to have all the headlines and the plaudits, because everybody's, you know, paid us a lot of compliments from the way we played in the two games against Tottenham, you know. But all the pats on the back and all the plaudits are no good if you go back to the league and, you know, you don't turn it on in the league.
A word on Preston, you know all about them, of course. Is that ever an advantage when you're sort of preparing for a game like this? I suppose it's the same for them.
They become a bit like test matches in cricket, yeah, don't they, where all the players know each other. You know, we've their staff as well, and you know, they're a great group of people. And, you know, I think they're always close games as well. They're always close games against Preston. They have been over the past few seasons. And again, you know, going back to the incentive that both teams have got to get through. So I think it'll be close again tomorrow night. Again, Preston, similar situation to us. You know, they're in the top six. They'll be thinking, you know, promotion. So, but again, you know, kick that promotion charge on with a good cup run.
Will it help you at all that you have proven you are a good cup team? You know what these occasions are like. You've been in these occasions, big atmosphere. You've shown you can get the job done in a match like this.
Yeah, we have. We have. And, you know, I think from their point of view, I think anybody ever bringing a team to Bramall Lane knows it's not going to be easy. You know, and from our point of view, we've got to draw on all them experiences. And you know, a little bit different when you play teams in your own division. You know, I think it does become a little bit more like a league game because you do know each other and the teams are on a similar standard. But no, I'm sure both teams will be doing everything they can tomorrow night to get through.
And a quick final one, any team news in terms of injuries or anything like that? Nothing to report on that?
No, no, everybody's okay, everybody will take part in training today, and you know, obviously, other than the lads that are cup tied, everybody will be trying to get in the team tomorrow.
Cheers, Chris.
No.